bdsmradio.u.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
We've chatted so quite a few times, but you have a beautiful voice. Wow.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was a little bit in a rush because I had a reception and I'm just coming home. So
okay.
I'm not, how do you say, voorbereid.
Okay.
Well, welcome on our show.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now it is an honor to have you. And you sound very good. There's a good connection.
Yes, you sound great too.
Yeah.
Which is good for next year.
Yeah, then you can do, then we do, can do similar programs.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I shall introduce you.
Okay.
Okay. Nou, dames en heren, welkom bij BDSM Radio. We hebben aan de lijn Yvonne van den Berg. En Yvonne van den Berg is een actrice in Zuid-Afrika. En ze is ook bekend als Mistress Beten. Do you understand, Yvonne?
Ja.
Ja? Oké. Okay. Ja, Zuid-Afrikaans lijkt een beetje op Nederlands. Zo, we gaan ons interview dus in het Engels proberen te doen. Van mijn kant gebroken Engels. En van Yvonne's kant vloeiend, supervloeiend Engels. En en zij heeft een paar platen uitgezocht die we gaan draaien. Dus het wordt een heel fijn avondje. Oh ja, voor ik het vergeet. Je kunt ook nog reageren via de chat. Via bdsmradio.eu. En daar hebben we een chatbox. En daar kun je dus ook nog gaan reageren. Dus dat is allemaal heel erg leuk. Ik zal zo dadelijk inloggen op de chatbox. Oké. Now, we go on in English. Yvonne, introduce yourself to the BDSM radio public and some people who didn't know you. Oops.
sorry, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, you didn't hear that one? I say, yes, you have a wrong connection and a blibble in your connection.
I couldn't understand properly now.
Okay, I try again. Introduce yourself to the BDSM radio public and some people who didn't know you.
Okay, my name is Yvonne van den Berg. I'm a South African actress and I'm also a BDSM professional disciplinarian. And my BDSM name is Mistress Batten.
Yes. And we saw you on Cliff Radio. I hear you on Cliff Radio, and I saw you on Cliff Radio.
Oh, yes.
And you are you having a speciality, caning.
Yes.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you are very, very good in it.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, yeah. I absolutely love caning. It is my number one BDSM activity. I enjoy quite a few BDSM activities, but caning will always be my biggest passion.
Yeah, I saw, because I saw a video on SpankTube, and there you're giving someone a caning session for 100 hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very strong man you have under your cane.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's a very strong man under your cane.
Yes. I have a caning mentor who's a fantastic caner who gave me caning lessons right in the beginning when I started caning, and he's an ongoing mentor. And he taught me the unique stance which I use. Some people say it's a bit of a karate stance. For me, I do daily yoga, so for me it looks more like a Warrior II stance in yoga.
Yeah, I saw that you have a special ritual for it when you're hitting your first point, and then the second one is the hard hit.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Accuracy is very important to me, so I don't like to cane the upper legs. I only like to cane in a certain spot, and that's right on the bum. And I also love caning in the sweet spot there where the bum and the legs meet each other. I love caning there because it hurts the most.
And I saw your first experience was with foot caning.
Yes, under the food. I love food caning as well, bastinado or falaka when your feet is secured in the falaka stick. And I also have a mentor, fantastic bastinado mentor. His name is Bastinado, and he's in America. I love caning the feet. It's a very old form of BDSM where it was used for judicial caning in the Middle East for centuries before now. And it's very painful, but it's very good. People who love it, who love receiving it, apparently it sends you into subspace quite quickly.
Yeah, I've tried it once with a mistress, and she used my foot as a caning object. And yes. It was very heavy.
Yes, it
but,
is. Oh,
but
it's
I liked
so painful.
It. Pain is fine.
Yes.
Okay. And then a question, I think it is logical. What do you have with BDSM?
What do I get out of it?
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest parts of my life, BDSM. I love it. I love the pleasure that it gives both the giver and the taker. And that's basically what it is about me, the giving and the taking of pleasure. In the end, that's what it's all about. It might be an unusual or a different to the norm way of attaining pleasure, but in the end, it still is all about pleasure.
Yeah, for both.
Yes.
For the sub side and the D side.
Yes.
How did
So I love seeing the looks of relief and the looks of pleasure on the subs and the canies faces when I release them from the caning bench. I also love the relief that it gives me and the pleasure it gives I give myself through BDSM.
Yes. Excuse me, I taking a cigarette.
Okay,
because
me too.
I didn't smoke, and it's allowed to smoke here in the studio.
Yes, that's fantastic.
You don't have to go outside. Okay. How long did it take before you did it for real? Oh no, I'm going too fast. How did you discover your BDSM feelings for the first time? I think it is in your child time or something.
Yes, it was. I saw a film where there was a judicial bastinado scene, falaka scene actually. The hero of the story was beaten on his feet with traditional way with with a long bamboo pole. And the falaka stick was held by two other policemen or whatever. And it was quite a long bastinado scene, and I was mesmerized. I loved it. I loved watching it. And then also, there was old TV series like North and South. I don't know if you ever saw it in the Netherlands, about slavery in the US a few centuries ago. And there was lots of slave beating in there with the slaves with their hands tied to the whipping pole. And I loved seeing the way they were bound with their hands above their head. It looked so beautiful. And even though it was against their will, I'm ignoring that part now. Obviously, I don't like the idea of real slavery or anything of that sort. I just loved the way the whip looked while it was traveling through the air and just before it strikes the slave's back, and how fast the tip then strikes and the marks that it leaves. I loved all of it. I wished that I could be whipped sometimes, but most of the time I wished that I could whip somebody. It was mostly from seeing some sort of corporal punishment on TV, and my enjoyment when I was watching it that got me into it.
Yeah, and did you do it with some friends?
No, not at all.
We call it, when I was a child, we played cowboy and Indian, and I was always the one that getting nailed on the paal.
Oh! I wish I was your friend when you were a little
or
boy.
Or we play police or criminal, and I was always the criminal that caught. And Yeah.
We would have had fun if we were friends when we were small.
Yeah, it's very easy, yeah, when you are a muscle. You get always caught, and so I discovered my feelings. I didn't know that it's called that they call it BDSM, but yeah. Okay. And now I must search your play, your records, your first. But my apparaat don't work so good.
Okay.
I'm searching in the meanwhile.
Okay.
Because I was very intense listening to you, and I forgot to put it on sharp. tradition.
Tradition macabre.
Macabre.
Yes.
And I have a very long tea list. I don't have it on my list. Very strange. Then I do it by the computer.
Okay.
Now, yeah, in the meanwhile, we talk. And I search in my playlist. Where is the playlist? You see, normally I have always everything sharp and good time it and all that kind of things. But now, yeah.
Would you like me to talk about the song so long?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay. Well, it's by a South American artist called Dystoxia, is his stage name. And it's about animals being ritually slaughtered and being abused by people to uplift their own wretched ego. And they love watching animals suffering and causing animal suffering. And they use animals for their own selfish pleasures, etc. And he sings about that. He says how wrong it is, that the macabre tradition of hurting animals and abusing animals for your own pleasure.
Yeah, very good. And
it's in Spanish, which is his mother tongue.
And I have it now on my list. Only it is playing now on your channel, so if you are going to sneeze or something, you hear it with between your records.
Okay.
Yeah, because my other equipment don't work.
Okay.
So we are back after this song. See you.
Okay.
Bruh, 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 bruh. It is very fast, this PC today. PC.
It's very
fast, but not. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, brilliant, y'all.
BDSMradio.u.
Yeah.
I hear
it on the background.
Okay.
Well, that was Tradition Macabre. Dystoxia.
Yeah.
Now, that is my own other radio player I hear. I think I hear myself, but
okay.
It's in the slow motion movies. You hear it always a few seconds later. So, out. Yes, I'm out. So, from the hak op de tak in het Nederlands.
Yeah.
What kind
in
of
Afrikaans as well? It's ook
van de hak op de tak.
Ja.
What kind of show was Zaterdagnacht? Zaterdagnacht in het Nederlands.
It was a talk show on Kijknet, one of our TV stations. It's an Afrikaans station, and it was a late night talk show on Saturday evenings. and we were three presenters, and why it was 18 plus is because we we didn't necessarily just interview the normal type of people interviewed, like singers and actors and sports stars, etc. We also interviewed writers of strange books, and we interviewed, we once interviewed a priest of the Temple of Ra, or we interviewed swingers, and we interviewed all sorts of different people that's also interesting, just not necessarily famous. And the guests all drank martinis, which were made for them. Obviously, we didn't drink martinis. We, the three presenters, because we would have slurred our words. But guests were allowed to say anything they want. They could swear if they want. They could say anything, talk about more forbidden subjects that's not proper for children to hear. So that's why it was 18 plus.
But what is a Ra priest for a kind of person? I don't know Ra.
I can't remember his exact religion, but he was it was sort of a pagan religion, and they worshipped the ancient god of Ra, the sun god, the old Egyptian god.
Aha.
Very interesting.
Yeah, Ra. Listen to the, it was also a song that called Listen to the Ra.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
I know it from earlier times, long, long, long time ago.
Okay.
Ra. you're smoking also, are you?
Yes, I am. I just lit up.
Be my guest. Thanks. How do you combinate your BDSM life and your life as a famous actress?
Before I was outed, obviously, I separated the two completely. So I had my normal job as actress. I live in South Africa, obviously, and our entertainment industry are not so great. So I was working on one or two TV series per year, BDSM was my secret life, which I enjoyed just as much, and I did it nearly every day. So now that I'm in the open, I don't necessarily know if I'll carry on with normal acting. BDSM is in a way for me as professional in the BDSM industry. It's a lot about acting anyway. I do lots of role play sessions, which gives me lots of pleasure. And
I think you're very good in it.
Thanks. So I sort of combine the two. I mean, I use my drama training every single day in BDSM sessions, role play, schoolmistress, or extreme interrogation role play, all sorts of role play. So in a way, I'm combining the two. It's I am acting a lot, and I'm enjoying it. I'm actually acting much more than I used to act before I started doing BDSM.
Yeah. So it is now... the most part of your life.
I do it at least 5 days a week, BDSM, and at least 2 to 3 sessions per day, and that's not with my own personal slave and masochists. That's with clients. It's a big part of my life, and it always will be. It's a big passion of mine, BDSM.
Same like me. I do it once a day, but I go out of bed with it and I go into bed with it. It's one time a day. But yeah, life goes on. You have all the normal things like household and all kind of stuff. Yeah, so that's not the most wanted part from the life.
Yeah.
Well, a very nasty person discovered your second dominatrix life and goes to the press with it. What did this to you emotionally, and was your life collapsing?
Yes, it was. He still stalks me.
Yeah, me too.
but he... I prefer to make him of as little consequence in my life as possible. He is of no consequence. He's a person. He's a sick type of person, and obviously an extremely nasty piece of work. And pretty soon he will be of even less consequence. I would rather not say why. But he's, yeah, nobody is untouchable. Nobody is uncourtable. Justice will be done as far as he's concerned.
That's very good.
Yes.
And not for him.
I hope.
Yeah. I got a mail from him also. He's trying to stalk you anywhere. All around the world, I would say, almost. It's a very nasty person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and if you're listening...
Yeah, he's obviously spying on me everywhere.
Yeah,
and I
think he's now listening, so... You are very, very nasty. I don't like you. So, that's out.
I'm just making the best of a bad situation. He is a bad situation, obviously. I'm trying to put a brave face on. Obviously, it's not nice. But I am a strong person, and I refuse to let somebody like him bring me down. So... I have been exposed. It's all out in the open. And what I just try to keep remembering always is I and you and everybody who are practicing this wonderful art of BDSM, we're doing nothing wrong. It's just popular misconception. The societal norms are people are not informed about BDSM, people who don't practice it. And therefore, there's so many misconceptions about us, etc. So now that I have been outed, it is a big passion of mine. It's something that I want to do, is to try and give BDSM a better reputation, to let people know we aren't doing anything that's harmful to anybody. It's just a different way of doing some things than they are used to.
Yeah. It's still a very great taboo here in the Netherlands. Also, we're going back in the closet, as we say, terug in the kast. Yeah,
well, that's so sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. Here it was always open, very open, I think. But now, we have a lot of immigration, other religions, and they put their stamp on it. And so we get back in the closet, I say.
Yeah.
And it's not nice.
No,
this we can begin the strijd opnieuw. The struggle.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, you have a second record. Yes. And that is Dominator Centron. And the same question, what do you like about this song?
Well, it's also a song in my favorite music genre called Agrotech. And it's by German band Centron. And it's a BDSM song. So it's about a dominator, a male dominatrix. And it's about dom-sub relationship, actually an owner-slave relationship. And in the chorus, you'll hear him singing, "I am your master, I am your God, I am your creator, I am your dominator, you are my slave." And then the woman will sing in the chorus, "Yes, my master." It's also in the agrotech genre. The agrotech genre is a combination. It's a subgenre of industrial music. And it's a mixture of industrial and trance and metal and electronic body music, EBM. That's what agrotech is. So,
it's a very good caning beat, I think.
Yes, it does. You're right. I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, the first thing I thought is it was a very good caning beat. Okay, here it comes. You. Yeah.
Here we go again. How low can you go?
BDSMradio.eu.
En toen, it was quiet. Ja, very good spank beat, cane yes. beat, whatever you call it.
Yes.
Voor het publiek wou ik even zeggen, we hebben een interview met meesteres Yvonne van den Berg, Mistress Beten. En zij is een Zuid-Afrikaanse actrice, heel erg bekend daar. En ja, ze is nu dominatrix en ook BDSM Radio DJ binnenkort. Zo, en now I try it in English. We have Yvonne van den Berg, also called Mistress Beten. And she's a very popular actress in South Africa. And soon, our BDSM Radio new DJ. Did I do it well?
I can't wait.
Yeah. I also, do you want tomorrow? You decided to make your BDSM life public. How was your feeling about it? And what are the reactions from the public? And how are the press reactions? Is there a great BDSM taboo in South Africa? A lot of questions in one rule.
Yes, unfortunately in South Africa it's the same as in most other countries. People are in the closet. I was in the closet myself. Most people don't openly live their BDSM lives, and rightly so, because of the prejudice of the uninformed public, and people might lose their jobs, they might lose respect, you know, things like that. So in South Africa, it's unfortunately the same as in the Netherlands. Yeah, it's very much done behind closed doors, and nobody should know if you're a BDSM practitioner. Many of my clients and my playmates, their spouses don't even know that they practice this art. They choose not to know, and that's sad for me. But anyway, so I obviously I was very scared to do it. But I knew I should do it rather than the newspapers. So I did it 3 days before they could on my Facebook timeline and asked people to share the information far and wide, so that as many people as possible could hear it from my own words rather than from the newspapers, because most journalists are also uninformed about it, and they would try and sensationalize the information and make it, I don't know, dirty or
dirty, sensational.
They would just not tell the whole truth. So I outed myself, and obviously I was very scared. But the people, my own friends, and even people who don't do it or don't know anything about it, were absolutely fantastic, so supportive, so wonderful, that it really made me feel fine about it. And then obviously the first day that it was in one of the newspapers, one of the daily newspapers called Bild, there's obviously the printed form of the newspaper and then also the internet articles. And underneath that, I started reading one or two of the comments when I read the article, and I just decided I'm not going to read it, because even though I know it's not true what people say, I mean, there was really nasty stuff that people were saying underneath that. Even though I know it's not true what the people are saying, like, what kind of mother is she? Her poor husband, what kind of wife, what kind of man is he? And even nastier stuff, you know. I just decided I'm not going to read it, because it, even though I know it's not true, it still hurts me. You know, just such blind, uninformed hate and prejudice from people. Ever since then, my friends and people I know send me links to articles all the time. Discussions on BDSM sites, even from all over the world, and it bothers me sometimes that there's so many I mean, my words have been so twisted since it's happened more than a month ago that it's so far from the far from what I said initially.
Yeah.
But you can't control what other people say. You can't control what's written about you, etc. So I just ignore it, and I keep on living my life the way I did before, and I try and be as good a person as I can be, and then bugger the rest. I mean, if people choose to think things about me, I have no control over it. To think bad things about me, there's nothing I can do. I can only try and live the life that I'm living to the best of my ability.
Yeah, something like let the trash fall behind you,
exactly.
And not over you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You have your own strafkamer. I didn't know the word strafkamer. Want wij hebben het altijd. We call it always BDSM zolder. BDSM kamer. Of dungeon. But not a strafkamer. This is the first time I read it. It's a very nice word. Very good word. And now I'm my question. What did I write on this paper?
Yes, so the word. If you don't mind, I'll tell you why I chose that word. It's because obviously dungeon is the norm, the word that's mostly used, and that's good. It sounds dark and dangerous, etc.
Yeah.
But for me personally, a dungeon is something that's underground, hidden, etc.
Yeah.
And it's
shadows.
Also an English word, and the Afrikaans translations didn't sound good, and I am Afrikaans, so I just thought, what am I doing? Okay, I'm punishing people mostly, and that's straf in Afrikaans.
And
room is kamer, so that's why I thought of the word strafkamer.
Yeah, a very good word. Yeah. And what is your biggest passion as a mistress?
Well, corporal punishment is my biggest my biggest passion in BDSM. So it's all the implements and all the BDSM activities that go with it. So I like to hurt people on their bodies. I also like role play. Try and hurt them in other ways than just physically, if they want that, obviously, if they want humiliation, etc. That's quite a challenge for me, the verbal humiliation, because I'm not a naturally nasty person or a bitch. So to verbally humiliate someone is more difficult for me, but I still enjoy it just as much as corporal punishment, because it gives me a challenge to verbally humiliate someone and to do the role play in such a way that I never break the spell, so that for the whole time that the session is going on, he must believe, he or she must believe what's going on. So
and the mindfuck.
It's intense acting, and it's a challenge to never ever go out of character, not even once, because then you've broken the spell and they don't necessarily believe it anymore.
Yeah, and it is the mindfuck, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Think you getting something very bad, and then it's a mindfuck.
Yes.
And what are your favorite BDSM tools?
Well, definitely the rotang, the cane, is my number one, and it always will be. I absolutely love the cane. It's an old implement. It's been used for many, many decades. And before that, it was caning, it was birching. I also like birching very much, but not many people like it because it is quite extreme to be birched. The cane will be my number one always.
Yeah.
But I also love paddles, and I love little shorter, the short whips. I love using that, six tails. And I also like using a specially made by my slave for Mr. Stubitis, his name. He's very good with his hands. He's a handyman. And
the golden hands.
He makes me all sorts of homemade implements, which are fantastic. He has a good imagination. And then obviously I always try it out on him first. So he made me a short little foot whip. It's only about a hand's length, and it's five tails, leather tails, and it's great for whipping the feet, and it's short enough so that it won't wrap around the feet and hurt the top part of the feet.
But it's biting very good.
It's a bite, yeah. It does have a
bite, heel erg.
A wicked sting and a wicked bite, yes.
Yeah, we call it always the biting of the whip, eh? And the bijten van de zweep.
Oh, nice. That's yeah. Exotic in Netherlands, in Dutch.
Yeah. When you're getting a very hard whip, we say always, oh, die zweep, die bijt. Die bijt heel hard. I forgot a question. After your public confession, is it now a file for your strafkamer with clients?
Yes. I was busy before that. I was doing it at least once a day before that. But it, my business has tripled. I'm doing much more punishing than before. So that was a positive side effect, which, I mean, I didn't even think about that at the time. But, yes, it has been good for business. But I still turn most clients away because many people that have never done it before confuse me with a prostitute prostitution, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with it or anything. I'm just not a prostitute. I still turn most clients away because they confuse me.
Yeah, I visited a time ago a BDSM studio, and I'm sitting next to the phone, and I heard all that telephone conversations, and it goes always about sex, fucking, and it is not a part of the BDSM. But a lot of men think from, she tied me up and fucked me and all that kind of things.
Yes.
Yeah. There are not many real slaves.
Yes.
Okay. I forgot also a question. In Zaterdagnacht, you met someone, your husband.
Yes. He was one of the co-presenters and he was also the producer of the show. We knew each other before that, quite a few years before that. In 1998, we met at a party of a mutual friend, and we immediately hit it off. We loved each other's company, and we were friends for 9 years. And then when we were working together on the show, the spark started flying, and we fell in love.
Ooh, very romantic.
Yes.
After 9 years. That's a long time.
Yes. Ja,
voor de spak, de vlam oversloeg. Ja, I do it in Dutch, de vlam oversloeg. Of de vonk oversloeg.
we were just friends. We saw each other regularly at parties or at lunch or dinner or so. And then it was only when we started working together so closely that I fell head over heels in love with him. And we... the show ended in December 2006, and we got married in March 2007. So we've been married for 7.5 years now.
Still a very happy couple.
Yes, very happy. I'm very in love.
So, and now we're going op de hak, op de tak. Other things you don't like to do as a mistress. We call those some things sex.
Yes, I don't like to do, and I don't do it at all. I don't do cock and ball torture. Obviously, no prejudice towards people who do. I just can't do it somehow. I don't like to hurt the penis. I I can't even look at pictures of cock and bull torture. And then also I don't needle play and knife play and so on. I'm not able to do that. I won't do that. I prefer corporal punishment, just with implements. So I don't, and I also don't like to do certain types of humiliation, like small penis humiliation. Lots of people ask for it, but I don't do it. I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings for something that really exists in real life. You know, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings by something physically.
Not also from a slave with a grote vrat on his nose or a puckle.
Yes, exactly.
You say from a very ugly puckle.
Exactly, yeah. I won't humiliate someone for something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that, yeah. What are your dreams in your BDSM life? New
my
dreams.
It's the same as one of the other answers I gave you is obviously to have as much fun as possible and to do as much BDSM as possible because it is one of my greatest passions in life. I love doing it. I will never stop doing it. So obviously I would just like to keep on carrying on having as much fun as I'm having now and have always had in the Strafkamer. And then also a secondary ambition, like I said earlier, is to try and give BDSM a better reputation publicly. So to let people know that you can still be a kind and gentle person, just like you've always been, but you have another side of you. And the fact that I'm practicing BDSM does not make me an unkind and an ungentle person. I might play hard in the BDSM realm, but it's still good. It's good for me and it's good for the people who it's being done to. And that's what I think people should understand, that it's not an evil practice that we're doing. It's good.
Yeah, it is not something like the CIA with torture people
yes.
against the will. And
yes.
Yeah. We're on the good line.
Yes.
Okay, I have the third song. And introduce it. May say.
Okay. It's by a Belgian artist, also an agrotech singer. His name is Suicide Commando, and he is one of the one of the agrotech singers that's been around for the longest. He's fantastic. And this song is Die Motherfucker Die, and it's he's singing about a nasty person in his life who he would just like out of his life. So sometimes you just feel that person should just die or whatever, you know, if you're really mad or whatever. And I think that's what he's singing about. Yeah.
In the Netherlands, we say fall dood.
This is a remix done by one of my other favorite agrotech bands called FGFC 820, and they're from America. So this is a remix of the song, and it's done by them. And this has been one of the greatest hits ever in the agrotech genre, this specific song.
Yes, and I found it. En toen was hij afgelopen. Zo. Ja, dat is een very good beat.
Yes.
Beating the beat.
Yes, that's the... why I love the agrotech genre so much is because it has the driving trance beats and then the sort of industrial sounds that make it so exciting, in my opinion, and then the growling metal voices that the artists use. Yes, that's why I love it so much. Mostly because of the driving beats that it has.
Yeah, there is also a fan, Ruben Ron. He's also a FetLife friend of yours.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and he was on the chat, but I didn't look to the chat, so he is gone. So I give him the number from the studio. Maybe he calls when he listens. And he can talk with you. So, Ron, on your FetLife, there is a new message.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Okay, I'll have a look.
No, just for Ron, so he can call to the studio.
Okay.
And then
incidentally, I wasn't going to mention his FetLife name because I haven't discussed it with him yet. But he's actually one of the first people that I want to interview for my own show here on BDSM Radio, just because he's such a wonderful latex encyclopedia of knowledge. So, yes, yeah. I'm a big latex lover, and I really like Rubber Ron.
Yeah, he's also, how do you say that, a tipgever from our music on the radio, on the 24/7 stream for BDSM songs. And he sent me always a list with songs from Look at that. There's a new BDSM song.
Okay.
And so he helps me.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has plans to make also a radio show. But only his technical... he has some technical problems. We hope that he make it to... om dat op te lossen. Ik zeg maar, dit is wat Nederlands.
Yes. Well, I'll have to learn to speak Dutch quite quickly because I would love to listen to his show as well.
Oh. You make me shy. Now is it time for the biggest confession. You are now the newest BDSM radio colleague. What are your plans for your radio show?
My plans are mostly for a chat show rather than music. I would like to speak to people that are experts in the fields as far as BDSM is concerned, like Rubberon,
yeah.
Latex, and cane makers, and just people in the field that are doing what they're doing best. I would love to interview them, to speak to them about the specific BDSM passion that they're living. And I would also...
Oh, the phone goes. One moment.
Okay.
Hallo, Ron. Hallo, ik ga je even op het mengpaneel zetten. Oh, daar komt hij hoor, als het goed is. I hope that he's now on the phone.
Good evening.
Yes.
Hello, Rabban.
As you speak about the devil. Well, welcome, Ron.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello, Rabban.
You understand each other? You can hear each other?
Yes, I can hear him.
Okay. Well, Ron, you have some questions for Yvonne.
I saw you had some latex photos on FetLife.
Yes.
Is that a new interest of... I've always been a part of your BDSM life, the outfits, or is that something new for you?
The latex, I've always loved latex, I only recently started building my latex wardrobe, so I only have three latex outfits yet. But I plan on having a very big latex wardrobe eventually of hundreds of outfits. So I also love latex. There's few things that make one feel as fantastic as latex does. So it's I don't necessarily wear it while I'm doing sessions because of the fact that it doesn't breathe. So eventually it will slide down my legs and I will stand naked there. So... I use it mostly just for fun to wear it. I don't necessarily wear it while I'm punishing someone.
You said earlier that you want to do an interview when you start the DJ gewoon DJ show. That's okay. For the interview.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that question properly.
You said earlier that you want to interview me for your radio show.
Yes, I do. I would love to interview you.
Okay, then that's, I agree. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, great.
We have make a match.
Yes.
Okay, Ron, do you have more questions? Or Yvonne, do you have questions for Ron?
No, I'll save my questions that
For your own show.
Yes.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay.
I can bring the vraag weer.
You don't have any questions, Ron?
Yeah, but leave that here for the
show. Yeah, yeah. We don't... we gaan het niet gelijk onthullen allemaal. I do it in Dutch because I don't know the words in English.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Now, Ron, thanks for your call.
Okay.
And I put you on the hook and I hear you. Yep. Bye-bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye, Ron.
Bye.
Hoi. So, that was Ron. And we have now no Brom meer on the sound. we were on the radio show. How often can the public hear you or your radio show?
Initially, it will be bi-weekly, every 2 weeks, just because I'm very meticulous, so I'll be doing lots of research before every show, and I just want to make sure that I have enough time to research everything and then do the show every 2 weeks, and if I see that I'm comfortable, hopefully I will be able to make it a weekly show.
Oh, very yes, fine. Yes,
that's fine.
You do more than me because I have 2 weeks, always one Sunday a show live, and yes. Second Sunday I have a reprieve from it because I have shifts in the weekend for my work as train conductor, so I can't go every Sunday. It makes me a little bit sad, but it is the reality.
Yeah.
How do you think the reactions are?
The reactions from what?
Yeah, from people in South Africa, maybe the press.
Oh yes. Well, it was some of it was positive, some of it was negative. I, like I said earlier, I prefer to focus on the positive, and I actually prefer to ignore the press as far as possible, because I've had lots of bad experiences with journalists. I don't necessarily believe that they, many of them do their jobs very ethical. Most of the time they twist your words around or choose to leave lots of things that you said out of the article. So then it changes the meaning of what you said completely. So I spoke to Casper de Vries on the Cliff radio show on Cliff Central because I trust him and I know him. Not that he's a journalist anyway, but... and I'm speaking to you because I like you and I trust you.
Yeah, we have the same likes, the same lifestyle.
But most of the time I don't even read what's written about me because, like I said earlier about public opinion, you cannot change people's opinion of you. And I also cannot prevent people from writing things about me. So I just... don't read it. I just ignore it. And I focus on my own life and the people that I can reach personally. They know me and they trust me and they, et cetera. But for the rest, I have no control over it. So I rather ignore it.
Yeah. And is there a BDSM scene in South Africa?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Is there a large one or...
It's not very large because so many people are in the closet, like I said earlier, but there's monthly BDSM parties in Johannesburg and Cape Town and maybe some of the other towns as well, I don't know. But our two biggest towns, we have a lively scene and many nice people practicing it, and that, you know, we're having fun. So the scene is, it's lively. It's not necessarily a big scene.
Yeah, it's a large country.
Yes.
But we have some BDSM meetings in Haarlem, and we get people from the other side of the country, and that is 3 hours sitting in the car. But I think in South Africa, the distance is a lot further when you go from the one to the other side of Africa.
Yes.
Then you're sitting more days in the car.
I can imagine those people that must sit in the car for 3 hours back if they maybe have a sore bum or a sore backside after being whipped or caned.
Driving back in subspace. Yeah, that's a woppy drive, I think. A woppy feeling drive. Yeah, and now I don't know this, and you, I think, know it well. On which day you want to broadcast your show?
On which day? Oh, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, maybe Wednesday evenings or...
Wednesday evening is fine. Yeah, we have no shows on Wednesday evening, so it is totally free for you.
Okay, yeah, I think I'll do it on Wednesday evenings, the small Friday.
Yeah, the week door middenzaag. Sorry, Dutch. Then a special request for me, and I do it on my knees. Clock, I'm sitting now on my knees now. Do you like to presentate with me apart from the BDSMradio.eu Top 50 2014? And it's broadcast on New Year's evening and 1st January, and we record it before it goes. So we have our holidays without the radio, but on the radio.
Okay. Yes, I would love to. I would be honored. So okay. The answer is yes.
then we do a part of the list with the Skype connection, and then we work the list to midnight. Recorded before.
Okay, great. Thank you. Fun.
Okay, and then we are at your fourth choice with the song. And yeah, you can announce it if you like.
Okay. This track is, let me just make sure which one we're on now.
Abyss. If I say it well.
Abyss.
Down okay, of Ashes. Yes.
Abyss is by an American agrotech band, which sadly does not exist anymore since last year. And they called they were called Dawn of Ashes. Some of the band members have banded together to make a new band, but it's a metal band called Eurelia. But this is a song, an agrotech song from when they were still Dawn of Ashes, and it's called Abyss. It's quite a famous song because it was used in a game or a movie or something as well. I can't remember exactly. And this is, once again, the FGFC 820 remix, my one other favorite military industrial band.
Also, so an easy name, FGFC 820.
Yes.
Yeah.
A rhythmic name.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's about something that's inside of someone. He's saying what's inside me. He doesn't know what's inside him, and he wants it to come out. And it's an abyss, a deep abyss inside of him that he doesn't know how to deal with.
Okay, well, let's start it.
Okay. I'm a bad girl.
And the beat goes on.
Nou, maar niet hopen dat we gaan wegrotten. So, we are back. Not rotting away.
No, no, not at all.
No. We are in a very good shape on this moment. Yeah, I heard on Cliff Radio that you are busy with a website. How can people reach you now on this moment?
They can reach me through, well, Strafkamer. People use all sorts of social media. I get contacted on Facebook and on, I have a Facebook page called Strafkamer, and then they can also reach me on Spanking Tube, Mistress Batten, or on FitLife, Mistress Batten. I'm having a website made at the moment, and it will be up and running early next year.
Ooh, very exciting.
Yes.
Yes. Is something like mistressbeton.com?
Yes, it will probably be. I've already had those names registered. Yeah. So,
okay, yes. So I can call it now, zonder dat het weggekaapt wordt. Some Dutch gooien we er even doorheen. Ja, yeah. Other questions from my side that I am forgotten or...
I don't think so. No, I did go through your questions before we started. I think that's all of them.
I did my homework well.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yeah, I have, just between arrows, I say punish me later for it.
Yes, I will, definitely. Okay. I plan to visit the Netherlands. I have many FetLife friends in the Netherlands. And I do feel a special connection with the Netherlands as well, because our mother tongues are so close to each other, especially in the written form. It's so easy to understand it. I love your country. It's so steeped in culture and history. So the Netherlands is on the top of my list of countries to visit.
Yeah, and from
so maybe I will be able to punish you in real life.
That's good. Yeah, cane me. Yeah, because Van den Berg is a large family in the Netherlands.
What?
Your family name is a large family in the Netherlands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure I do have Dutch blood. I've done two ads for the Netherlands, two television ads over the years. One was for Miller Chocolate a few years ago, and last year I did an ad for the Dutch Lotto. So, yes.
Oh,
I definitely look Dutch. So,
so if I know that, I'm watching every commercial from Lotto and in the chocolate. But I didn't know that years ago. Yeah,
okay,
shame on me. Shame on me. yeah, and we have also make a promo from our guests that goes on the 24/7 streams several times a day as a jingle. So do you have a text for it or something from I'm Mistress Baton and I listen always to BDSMradio.eu or something like that?
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we have lost contact with Mars.
BDSMradio.eu.